This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, July 28th, we'll be at Bar Run. We're doing a full luau show, like if you went to the islands that you would see. We have dancers coming out of Vancouver that we've used for previous luaus with attachments to Honolulu. And so it would be complete with fire dancers and the works.
Wow. You know, I remember those shows. I've been to Maui twice. And man, those are incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, and then you've got food to go with that. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, we're doing a full luau pig. We're putting it in the ground the night before. Going to cook it up and be part of the dinner for the night. And we've got a guest speaker, Senator Daniel Bonham, will be our keynote speaker.
And he is the Senate Republican leader now, right?
Yes.
And so he'll be down here. You'll probably have all the area Republican reps, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they are all on the slate to be there.
And obviously, to have a lot of fun and all that, but you want to make some money.
Absolutely.
So talk about what a central committee does with the funds it receives.
Well, this is a fundraiser to build the funds to get ready for the 26th election, to help fund our local elections, from everything from school boards to what have you, to the state level, state representatives, senators, so forth.
So what do you like? You're the current chair of the party. What do you like about being involved in politics at the level you're at?
You know, that's a great question. When I was asked a year ago to run for the chair, one of the things that I thought was, I was born and raised here. And I'm also, I don't know if you know this, I'm Virgil Osborne's campaign manager. And we both believe that our way of life in Douglas County is special. And to protect that, and, when I had the opportunity to do this, it was to be able to give back to the community to help defend our rights as not only as Oregonians, but residents of Douglas County.
So how does the local Republican Party do that outside of fundraising?
Well, we do a lot of get out the vote campaign is primarily our focus, is finding, helping people understand your vote counts. There's a lot of what I call urban legend that your vote doesn't count, that Portland controls it all, and that's just not true. Voting is, not only is it a right, it's a privilege. If you've traveled anywhere outside the United States, this is the greatest place in the world to live, and especially in Douglas County. I love coming home when I travel. And so that's my dog in the fight. I raised my kids here, my family. My grandparents came here in 1941, and I love it here.
And you're in the business community as well.
Absolutely. Yep. I've been a licensed insurance professional for the last 15 years.
So how do you feel like the local Republican Party is doing?
We are doing fantastic. We're very focused. We've got a great group of people working at the executive level. And even on our central committee PCPs, I've found the people, they're all the same passion. They love it here. They want to help and be part of the community.
And why, here's a question you probably don't get every day. Why are you a Republican?
Actually, that happened when I was in high school. I was part of a group of young Republicans, predominantly my family on my father's side. They were all Democrats. And I'd never forget when my grandfather found out, I almost got excommunicated.
But that happens in families.
Yeah, I was able to, when I was in high school, I was able to go to a debate and met Ronald Reagan and George Bush when I was like 17 years old. And it changed my life.
Wow. Yeah, to be able to do that at a young age has got to have a big impact.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing you didn't really get to have a long conversation with them.
No, it was, hi, how you doing, what's your name, oh, glad to see you, next.
Yeah, right. I've had a few of those with folks at that level as well.
Yeah.
But it did, watching them at that time, it sounds like it kind of shaped where your beliefs were.
Absolutely. And I've always been involved in the business community. When I was in high school, I had my own business. Me and my best friend, we used to cut firewood and sell firewood. And so I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit and understanding that government can either get out of the way and help us grow or let us grow, or they get in the way and inhibit us.
So in the course of the evening, you've got dinner, you're doing some auctions?
We're going to have a silent auction, and because of the type of show that we're doing, we're limited on time, but we're getting great auction items. I picked up one yesterday from Apocalypse Guide Service. We're going to do a full bottom fishing trip, which would be awesome, and then we've got other stuff that's coming.
And if people want to get tickets, how do they do that?
They can do a couple of things. They can go to DouglasCountyRepublicans.com to the events tab and just buy their tickets online. They can call me direct if they'd like it, 541-580-0615. They can call the headquarters. Multiple ways we can do that. There's also been a page put out on Facebook, so look for that. You can Google that. And
all right, coming up Saturday, June 28th, just over a couple of weeks away. Trent Drake from the local Republican Central Committee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.